T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The Scorpions are your artist of the day. It was 1988, I believe, on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. We will be doing Terrible Joke Tuesday.
Oh, really?
At 4:45 this afternoon. So get ready for that. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Here we go.
I just want to ask.
Here it comes, kids.
And I don't want to get into the gruesome details of what this was, but I want to ask, because we've seen this before in the healthcare industry where people get in big trouble. What is it worth? You heard this during the news. For Kobe Bryant's poor widow, that someone took photos of that crash scene and shared it.
It's bad. It's bad. Are they online?
No, they were on emergency responders' personal cell phones. And as I recall, one of them flashed one of the photos in a bar to impress a girl later. Said, well, you know, I was there at the crash scene. Take a look at this. What is
to
it worth?
Impress
what,
a girl?
Yeah, well, yeah. Like, I was there, you know, here, look at this. Don't you remember? Didn't that happen with Joan Rivers? I am almost positive someone took photos of Joan Rivers. Mm. Yes, yes, yes. When she was knocked out for some surgery, and then she died, and there was a settlement in the Joan Rivers photograph gate too.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now. Joan Rivers.
But you ask, how much is it worth? What do you mean? Like, how
well,
much?
Well, in the newscast just now, the widow is suing over the unauthorized taking of those photos.
How's it unauthorized?
Because
with respect,
with
how's
respect.
It
a- because you can't say that's part of your official duty on your personal cell phone to take crash scene photos. Honestly, the only person who should have access to those photos would be like the NTSB, you know, people who investigate crashes.
I'm not excusing the idea of taking photographs of Kobe Bryant and even worse, his daughter, dead at this crash site.
But in healthcare, you have federally protected healthcare privacy. Are you saying in a crash you do not?
If you're not a healthcare worker, I'm saying you do not. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
If it's in public,
which it was,
it can be pictured.
Well, it can be. But there is a whopper of a lawsuit because of it.
On what grounds? If your argument, Dana, is that people shouldn't take these photographs, you'll get no argument.
It's crass. It's invasive. It's horrifying.
It's unethical.
There's the word. It is grossly unethical.
Yes.
And it is even more grossly unethical than it could go to a bar and pass your cell phone around because you just met some girl.
But if you're arguing that it's illegal, I think you and I are going to have a disagreement.
I'm not saying it's illegal, but there's going to be a settlement here.
On what grounds?
Grotesque violation of privacy?
What privacy do you have on public property?
Was the side of that mountain public property? I don't know.
Was it private?
I don't know.
Okay. Did somebody exert their right to private property prior to you snapping the photograph?
Oh, come on.
Dana, I'm not telling you that it's a good idea. I'm not telling you that it's ethical. What I'm saying is, does Kobe Bryant's widow, who, by the way, I think you just said has not seen the photographs. Is that correct?
I don't know. Okay. I would pray to God she has not.
I would also pray to God that she has not. I would pray also to God that she does not go seeking out these photographs if they are public, if they are on the internet, etc. However...
So let me ask you this. Are you saying you don't have a right to privacy in death? That's basically what you're saying.
Ask Nicole Brown Simpson if you have a right to privacy in death.
Those photographs, now this is different, and this is where we're going to disagree. Hold on to your hat because you are so wrong, I don't even know where to begin.
You know what? I'm going to sit here and I'm going to shut up, and then I am going to
And then you're going
bury
to apologize.
You. Okay.
Those photographs were entered into evidence in a courtroom during a trial. And you, Mr. Parks, know as well as I do that once those photographs are entered into evidence, they become public. There was no trial when that helicopter went down. There was no entering those into a court of law, Exhibit A. This was an emergency responder and a bunch of other guys that were there first with private cell phones snapping away. There is no comparison to the Nicole Simpson autopsy photos and crime scene photos that were entered into a court of law under the procedures that we have during trial.
Okay, now sit back because you're about to get your ass kicked.
I can't believe you are trying to compare evidence in a trial.
Watch me.
To a gruesome helicopter crash death.
Okay. I let you speak without interruption.
Mm-hmm.
Will you sit back and just allow your ass to get kicked?
You're wrong, but go ahead.
Okay. First of all, we were talking just briefly a moment ago regarding Kobe Bryant about ethics.
Yeah.
Just because Nicole Brown Simpson's decapitated head was introduced in 1995 as evidence, does that make it ethical to release it publicly?
Of course not.
Exactly my point. And
but it was legally released under the system of rules that we have.
We have no evidence that any pictures of Kobe Bryant, as unethical as it would be to release them, was done illegally. We have no indication that the property of which his helicopter crashed was anything other than public property.
Even if it was private property, if it can be seen from public property, it can still be photographed.
Technically true. You can take a photograph from a sidewalk.
Oh, I'm aware.
Now, this is why I am Tom Bolick's favorite student.
No, it is not. The evidentiary photographs of a deceased person entered into trial have nothing to do with the conversation we're having right now. Absolutely nothing. This is about a lawsuit over the photographs. If you are going to argue that Fred Goldman has or has no right to then sue because the photos of his badly injured son ended up on the internet, you would get no argument out of me. He would have no right to sue. They were legally entered into a court of law. Correct. There's no lawsuit there.
Correct.
There is a lawsuit here.
Well, there isn't.
She's going to make millions. Not that she needs additional millions, nor will it bring her daughter or her husband back. That city and that department, they are going to cut a check, and it is going to be fat because they took those photos.
Okay. It must be very painful to be this wrong.
Boom.
You've both lost your mind.
You've lost yours. I cannot
believe.
This is
apples and oranges. She is suing.
I cannot believe we went to the same journalism
over taking
school.
The grossly unethical taking of those photographs. The photographs in a trial, Scott, are taken by crime scene technicians who are there doing a job to gather evidence, and in that case, happen to do so poorly.
If you are standing on your balcony, nude, okay, and I take a photograph of you, Dana Wright, from the sidewalk, standing on your balcony nude, I have broken no law. You know that to be true.
You are wrong because this was a crime scene. The helicopter
Do we know there was a crime?
The helicopter going down, when it went down, becomes, I'm telling you, becomes the jurisdiction of NTSB, police.
We have no idea that there was a crime.
Listen,
what was the crime?
If you're a private citizen, okay? Let's just say you're a... Well, it's clearly homicide. These are homicides.
Homicide is...
This is not murder.
That's exactly right.
It is not murder. It's homicide.
Homicide is used as a term for murder, and this is not a murder.
It is not a murder. It is technically a homicide. And so the minute that helicopter crashed, that becomes the property and jurisdiction of the city and the county and the federal agents who come in and take that over. And let me tell you why that's the case. You want to say that mountain's private property? Okay, that helicopter goes down and you're a jogger. I dare you to break that police barricade and the crime scene do not cross tape because you think that mountain's public property, and get back to me and let me know how that works out for you.
576-7798.
Okay. Let me clarify a couple of facts. Since you're just making up your own today.
You said facts very aggressively there.
What are you talking about?
Vanessa Bryant's lawsuit seeks damages for negligence, invasion of privacy, and intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Okay.
The sheriff previously told reporters that 8 deputies took or shared graphic photos of that scene. Mm-hmm. He then ordered the images to be deleted before it got out.
Who's he?
The sheriff.
Okay.
Before it got out, the sheriff ordered all 8 delete those photos. The sheriff said...
Probably a smart move on his part.
Well, or is that... somehow destruction of evidence or obstruction, knowing that there was going to be a lawsuit.
Well, if there's no crime.
The sheriff said the department has a policy against taking and sharing crime scene photos, but they do not have a policy which applies to accident scenes.
This was an accident.
The governor has not yet signed a bill that would make it a misdemeanor for first responders to take unauthorized photos of deceased people.
Did you say the governor has not signed?
Not yet signed.
So therefore it is not a law?
But I've never said this was a crime. I've said this is a civil suit. That's what
you
I've said the
it
whole
was a
time.
Crime scene.
Well, it is a crime scene.
You said it was a crime scene. It was a homicide.
It's a crime scene and a homicide when the helicopter goes down and they don't know what has happened. It absolutely is.
Well, is it a crime scene or is it not?
It's also not a crime
scene. Hey. I'll take care of this.
A fire is a crime scene, Scott. This helicopter,
not
you know that.
No.
Of course it was.
A fire is not necessarily a crime scene.
At the time that they are all arriving, it most certainly is a crime scene. They did not know why that helicopter went down.
False.
Which is why, as a citizen, you would not have been able just to walk up there if it was private property, because in that time, they have taken control of, quote, the scene.
So you're saying that every car accident then is a crime?
I'm not. I'm saying if there's a horrific crash on 435 and 4 cars burn, at that point in time, it is most certainly a crime scene. Yes.
Negative.
Might I offer the definition of homicide?
I am also saying,
no.
Before you do,
shush, get
that,
out.
That the... I completely forgot what I was going to say.
Well, you know what? Because it was probably false.
No. I have never said this was criminal. This is a civil lawsuit.
What does crime mean? Crime means criminal.
Scott, Vanessa Bryant's lawsuit has not been brought by a state or a prosecutor in a criminal court of law.
Correct.
Vanessa's lawsuit is a civil suit. And I'm telling you, they are going to pay millions because these photos were shared in a bar for emotional distress.
Okay. All right. Dana, I mean, I love you like the sister I never had. I could not disagree with you more. Joe in Overland Park. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Joe.
Dana, have you ever won a journalism award?
It is not a crime that they took these photos, Joe. I'm saying this is a civil lawsuit, and she's going to win.
And for the record, yes, she has. She has a Murrow Award, which is the highest award that you can get.
Actually, three.
I have one. She has three.
She should give two of them back.
If you don't think a crash site is a crime scene, you've lost your mind.
Dana, if I stood outside the tape and snapped pictures of it with a really good lens, did I commit a crime?
It depends.
If I shared that photo, would she sue me then?
It depends. Do you remember Princess Diana when she was in her very private workout space wearing a tight leotard doing leg exercises and someone
had
with
an expectation of privacy?
Someone had a
workout.
Well, but with a telephoto lens, the photographers lost that lawsuit, Joe.
Because she was in a place that had an expectation.
Well, and I would point out that British and French law is different than American law. In America, if you are visible from a public spot, you forgive or you give up your perceived right to privacy.
All Vanessa Bryant is saying is the breach of privacy that she and her family have experienced over graphic, gruesome, horrifying photos of her daughter and her husband.
You'll get no argument from me that it's unethical to publish these photographs.
I've never said this was a crime. This is in a civil court of law. And I'm telling you, Los Angeles County is going to write a check with multiple zeros on it.
Okay.
To the family of Kobe Bryant.
Okay. All right. You and I are going to disagree. And you know what? That just makes for good radio.
Mm-hmm.
But you're wrong, and I'm right.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you are not.
Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parkinson. We're doing Terrible Joke Tuesday at 4:45 this
afternoon. Joke's on you, because you're wrong.
Oh. Under Pressure, David Bowie and Queen, Don't Mind If We Do.
Hey, before we move on, I just tweeted the Kansas City Police Department. And I said, hey, KCPD, Scott says a horrifying car plane crash isn't a crime scene. So the next time you pull out that yellow tape, I told him to cross it and explain nicely to the officers that this is a public street and he'd like to trample on your non-crime scene. Please advise.
You're such a jerk. From the text line, 1953, homicide is a crime. False. Homicide is not technically a crime.
It's like Kleenex and tissue.
Homicide, by definition, is killing someone else. Now, I could be driving down the street, have a heart attack behind the wheel of my car, cross the lanes of traffic, and collide into a family of four, killing all four of them.
Death by homicide.
I just killed four people. I just committed four homicides.
Correct.
I did not commit a murder. Homicide, by definition, Texter, with all respect,
is the taking of another life.
That's right. Hence, suicide is taking your own life. Homicide is taking someone else's life.
Patricide.
What's that?
Killing your parents. Infanticide.
Killing your child.
Yes.
Okay. But homicide, by definition, is not technically a crime.
I hope you're telling the listeners this and not me.
No, I'm telling 1953 on the text line, who wrote homicide is a crime, three exclamation points.
They are usually used interchangeably and should not be.
That's, yeah, on this, the first time this afternoon, you and I will agree.
There are new emojis for 2021, including a flaming heart, dozens of new skin tone options, and beards for women.
Huh?
The pandemic has disrupted quite a bit of normal life, even affecting the creation and release of new emojis for our chat and messaging communications. From KMBZ.com. A group of volunteers who are the brains behind the modern hieroglyphics we use to communicate now said there would be no new emojis until 2022 due to the coronavirus. But Unicode announced recently it will put out a minor release of more than 200 new emojis for 2021, along with seven brand new ones. The bulk of the update...
Can we get to the women with beards, please?
...is dedicated to skin tones for the couple with heart. Emoji, a kiss emoji. Current options offer only the default yellow skin tone for both, but the update will now allow you to have skin tones to be specified. There are new hearts of fire, mending heart, a breathing face. Well, I hope you're breathing.
Bearded women, come on.
Spiral eyes.
Can we get to the bearded women?
A face in the clouds, and both a person with beard and a woman with beard. I'm going to show you the new emojis. There's a heart on fire. See that?
Yeah.
There's a mending heart.
Yeah, okay.
Then there's a person with beard and a woman with beard.
Why would a woman have a beard?
Scott, I don't know. I just read the news.
Emojis are supposed to portray a message. So what message are you portraying by adding the woman with beard emoji?
I'm not falling for this. I'm not going to say it.
Well... what are you not going to say?
Nope.
Why would a woman need a beard? Women don't have beards.
I've got a little hair down there.
You have a fake hair on your chin that is not real. But that would hardly suffice as a beard.
I don't know under what circumstance one would use a woman with beard emoji. But if you were to perhaps, I don't know,
Dana, send out the woman with a beard emoji. On what occasion might one do that?
Fits your fancy,
huh?
On a certain occasion.
What occasion would one send out a woman with a beard emoji?
Okay, how about I just plucked that hair from my chin and I no longer have a woman with a beard emoji.
You never had a beard to begin with. You had a fake hair on your chin that you keep plucking.
I don't know why there's a woman with a beard. I don't. I've got nothing for you on this.
Do you see why people like me, who try so hard to understand and to be sympathetic with the other side, with the other cause, whatever you want to call it, do you see how people like me, who really, really want to go to the other side, see things like that, and we're like, okay, this is getting stupid. What'd you just say?
Nothing.
Katie goes, I don't know, maybe you just went to the circus.
I don't know why there's
You mean the freak show?
Woman with a beard. I don't know.
That would be the bearded lady.
Here's what's interesting. Every single story.
Isn't that a strip club?
Every single story that talks about all of the new emojis just throws it out there. Woman with a beard. And then says like nothing. It's a mending heart or your head's in the clouds. There's a woman with a beard. No one then goes on ... to signify.
This is not normal.
I don't know. Now, my mom, my mother has always said.
Okay, this is going to get really good.
If she is ever lying in a hospital bed, God forbid.
Shave her?
We have an agreement that I will come in with the no-no and, you know, just touch her up.
A little, trim it up
here,
a little bit.
A little right here and a little right there. Yep. But I wouldn't call her bearded.
Your mom is not bearded.
No, it's just here and there.
She might have a dark hair here or there.
She may even have an invisible hair.
I don't know.
Who was Dude Looks Like a Lady written about?
I know this.
Okay.
It's either the lead singer of Poison.
Nope.
Or Twisted Sister.
No.
It's someone like that.
Yes.
I don't remember which one.
Motley Crue.
Fine.
It was written about Vince Neil. Have you ever known a woman to have a beard?
Dark hair. I don't think so.
Let's go with dark hair. Like a stash?
I don't think so.
You've never seen a woman with like a little bit too much up here and you're like,
no. Not because, let's be clear, the woman with the beard emoji is a full, like full on, like ZZ Top beard.
She's totally, what's that white trash TV show that everybody's watching for a while?
Duck Dynasty. Yes.
She is full blown Duck Dynasty. Yes.
I thought you were going to say Honey Boo Boo Child.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Good talk.
Okay. Good times. Fun. Ready then. We will do Terrible Joke Tuesday coming back.
Mm-hmm.
You cool with that?
Oh, from the Kansas City Police Department.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go. I will read you again my tweet to KCPD.
Okay.
Hello, Kansas City Police. Scott says a horrifying car or plane crash isn't a crime scene. So the next time you pull out the yellow tape, I told him to cross it and explain nicely to the officer that this is a public street and he'd like to trample on your non-crime scene. Please advise. Reply.
I am replying, but officer, we are discussing whether or not you can take photos of said crime scene.
From KCPD. Well, it may not be a crime scene per se, but it is certainly an incident scene in which evidence would need to be preserved and collected to determine what happened. So, yeah, Parks, please stay behind the tape.
Okay. First of all, your question is in and of itself horrible. Because I am a degreed journalist, radio talk show host, correct? False or true?
Yeah, on some days better than others, but yeah.
Okay. Do I have a degree in journalism?
Yeah, I suppose.
Was I Tom Bullock's favorite?
No, you were not.
That's not what he said. Am I a talk show host?
I suppose.
Okay. Is the person accused of releasing these photographs a degreed journalist?
No,
okay.
They are an agent of the government.
Not what, excuse me. Mm-hmm. These are yes or no. Is the person accused of releasing the photograph a radio talk show host?
No.
Okay. So your question and the premise is in and of itself flawed.
As are you.
Terrible Joke Tuesday is next. 576-7798. Stevie the Third.
Yes, Mr. Parks.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Oops, I did it again.
Out. Get out.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
What is the best way to carve wood?
I don't know, Sam. What is the best way to carve wood?
Whittle by whittle.
That's true, actually. Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
What happens when you witness a shipwreck?
I don't know what happens when you witness a shipwreck.
Well, you just let it sink in.
Wow.
Anyone else?
Hey, Scott.
Sam, what's going on, buddy?
What was the circus like?
I don't know.
I wasn't there, but I heard it was intense.
Get out. No, get out.
There once was a young lady named Mabel. She danced on the dining room table. Her face grew red when the gentleman said, "Look at the legs on that table."
What?
I don't even know.
Yeah,
I don't,
what is
I
going
don't
on?
Even know. Hey, Sam.
Yes, Scott.
You ever wonder what grade the pirate got on his report card?
You know, I've never thought about that.
Got 7 C's.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Dana.
Why did the yogurt go to the art exhibition?
Why did the yogurt go to the art exhibition?
Because it was cultured.
Hey, Scott.
Sam, what's going on, buddy?
Why does Snoop... Excuse me. Why does
Come on,
Snoop
guys.
Dog-
hey, guys. Everything's about the delivery here. Come on. Both of you.
Hey, Scott.
What?
Why does Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella?
Sam, it's faux drizzle.
Did I tell you once, Scott, that my dog ate all of the Scrabble tiles?
No. Which one?
Yeah, he kept leaving little messages all around the house.
Oh, my word. Mm. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on.
Dana.
Yes, Scott.
Why don't witches have babies?
I don't know. Why don't witches have babies?
Because their husbands have Halloweenies.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Dana?
How do poets say hello?
I don't know.
Hey, haven't we met before?
I'm still laughing at the last one.
Halloweenies?
Yeah, I got okay. it.
Like Halloween?
Yeah,
okay.
got, yeah
okay,
I'm there. Got
right.
it.
Okay. Just make sure.
Scott, why is it annoying to eat next to basketball players?
Dana, I've never eaten next to one, but I don't know the answer.
Do they dribble all the time?
Mm.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
What do you do when you see a spaceman?
I don't know. What do you do when you see a spaceman?
You park in it, man.
Hey, Dana.
Yes,
Scott. Do you ever wonder why there are gates around cemeteries?
I don't know. Why are there gates around cemeteries?
Because people are dying to get in.
Hey, Sam, why do teenagers travel in groups of three?
I don't know, Dana. Why do they travel in groups of three?
Because they can't even.
We were going so well.
Man, I thought the cemetery joke was bad.
Hey, Scott.
Yes, Sam.
How do you think the unthinkable?
I don't know.
With an iceberg.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Dana, what's going on over there?
What do you take when you take a... What do you get when you take a bovine and divide its circumference by its diameter?
I have no idea.
A cow pie. P-I.
Get out.
I am crying.
First of all, 2546, funny, but after what I said in the 2 o'clock hour, there is no way in hell I'm reading your joke. No way.
Why don't calculus majors throw house parties?
Dana, I don't know.
Because you should never drink and derive.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
What did the drummer... name her twin daughters.
Sam, I don't know what the drummer named her twin daughters.
And a one and a two.
Hey, Sam.
Oh, what's that, Dana?
What do you call a number that can't keep still?
I don't know. What is it?
A Roman numeral.
Hey, Scott.
Yes, Sam.
What did the socks say to the pants?
Sam, I don't know.
Sup, britches?
Okay, I'm going to go back to the one that worked today, and we're just going to leave it at that, okay? I'm going to pretend like I haven't read this joke before, okay? Mm-hmm. Hey, Sam.
Oh, what's that, Scott?
Hey, do you ever wonder why witches don't have babies?
Huh, no, I've never wondered that.
Yeah, their husbands have Halloweenies. Uh-huh. We're gonna end it there because these jokes were terrible. And that was the only one that actually made me laugh. The reason witches don't have babies is their husbands have Halloweenies. Okay? That was funny.
Nope. I just want to say that parallel lines have so much in common. It's too bad they'll never meet.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.